When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchwells.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is August 9th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Plus? No, get out of here. It's just for PL Plus members. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. Zach Gallen, 7 innings pitched, 0 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts yesterday. Really good start here, and 15 whiffs, 31% CSW. He did well. It was the Pirates, and now he goes to Coors, and that's really annoying. But I will say that he did really well across his entire arsenal. It's really him clicking for the first time across the board. It's exactly what we wanted to see. Hopefully that does stick around moving forward. Against Coors, I think it's bottom of question, but I really hope that works out. Chris Bassett's continued his hot stretch. 8 innings pitched, 0 runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts. 13 whiffs, 33% CSW against the Reds. Now, it is the Reds inside of Citi Field. I don't want to reward him too much, but he should have been above Pablo Lopez, and I messed that one up yesterday. Jose Suarez worked out as a stream pick against Oakland. 7 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. 14 whiffs, 32% CSW across 97 pitches. I don't think that he's good enough now to start against the Mariners later this week. If you're bold enough, maybe go for it. But honestly, I think this is just a nice stream and you can throw him back to the wire now. Alex Wood against the Padres, 6.1 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 0 walks, 5 Ks. Really nice to see that. But then again, the Padres just have not scored much at all over the last 4 days. Really the last week since acquiring Soto and Bell. I've been maybe overrating them. But hey, Wood deserved this. 38% CSW on his fastball at a 92.5 mile per hour. Velocity, a slider and change earned enough strikes to get through 7 innings. He gets the Pirates next. I'd be picking him up. I actually just was able to in one league go ahead and do that. Tyler Beede against the Diamondbacks, 2.2 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 1 walk, and 2 Ks. You think, oh, whatever, Nick, it's nothing. 57 pitches, though, 7 whiffs. He's pumping 96 mile per hour gas, and he has a really nice curveball. I do wonder if we will be interested in Tyler Beede by the end of August. I don't know. Maybe it's finally time to be excited about Tyler Beede as he has a spot in the Pittsburgh Pirates rotation. If you just let him go to 85 pitches or so, I'm curious. Cole Irvin continued his hot stretch, but it was against the Angels. But 8 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 0 walks, and 6 Ks. Now do we go against the Astros the fourth time in 7 starts? Maybe. I don't quite believe that he's a 16 whiff man. I really don't. I don't know. It's a Vargas rule, I guess. Good luck. Keegan Thompson went against the Washington Nationals, got the win, 6 innings pitch, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 0 walks, and 3 Ks. I did one of the rare things that I never do is move a guy from one streaming article to the next. That is, let's say, Sundays to Mondays, I changed Keegan Thompson from a do not start to a questionable because of the weather, like strong winds pushing in. Glad it worked because Keegan Thompson honestly didn't have his best stuff. Now he has a Cincinnati, which is different than hosting Cincinnati like the Mets are. Going into Cincy is way different. Great American small park, as Casey Bowe would say. I don't love trusting Keegan Thompson. It's highly questionable to me. I think he's very volatile. Blake Snell went against the Giants, 5.2 innings, 1 earned run, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts, 18 whiffs, 33% CSW, 103 pitches on the docket for Snell. He threw just 2 changeups, which is wonderful, 16 whiffs across his breakers, earning him a gallows pole at 18 whiffs total, and 66% strikes in the four-seam. This is all that you want. 8 base runners is not great, but okay, we can't have everything right now. Blake Snell, you keep starting the man. Jordan Lyles, as fast wanted to point on the OTC, has had a nice little stretch when it comes to his ERA, about a 3.3 ERA or so since the beginning of July. 5.2 innings, 2 runs, 8 hits, 2 walks, and 1 strikeout, though. 10 base runners, 1 strikeout. You got the win. This was because of Jays. There's no way that I would go back and say, yeah, you know what? Maybe I should have reconsidered this with the information we had. No. And I think you're just... Don't go with Jordan Lyles, guys. The whip, by the way, in that stretch, 135. Don't do it. Jameson Taillon against the Mariners got the win. 7 innings, 3 earned runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Glad it worked. I really don't think that his stuff is that great, and he's just throwing a lot of strikes, and sometimes it works for him, sometimes it doesn't. He is on the Yankees, so it does open the door for more wins, and I feel like he's the most Toby of Tobies right now. So, good luck. Justin Dunn returned from the IL, made his 2022 debut against the Mets. I mean, 4.2 innings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, 2 Ks. We're not there yet. He's a frozen banana. Hopefully that does change. Hopefully he's edible soon-ish. Animal Sanchez against the Cubs. 5 innings, 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. Yeah, no, we're not chasing anything here. Yusei Kikuchi against the Orioles. 5 innings, 5 earned runs, 9 base runners, 4 Ks. We're not going after Kikuchi anymore. I think we all understand that. And Logan Gilbert against the Yankees. Very disappointing. 4 innings pitched, 7 earned runs, 10 hits, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Look, I don't think he has a proper number 2 pitch, and that's part of the issue. And he's going to get the Angels next. I'm sure he's going to soar. Like, it's 2 starts against the Yankees. He had a 2.77 ERA before that. Now it's a 3.47. Funny how that works, but it was against the Yankees, you know? So just don't ding him too hard. But yeah, he's not going to be an elite ace because of that lack of secondary stuff. All right, looking forward to today, tomorrow, and on Thursday. I have the rankings, of course, for today and tomorrow up on the site. Let's talk about them here. Shohei Ohtani, Zach Wheeler, Shane Bieber, Joe Musgrove, Alec Manoa, and Gerrit Cole are today's starters. Pretty easy stuff. Probably start is Carlos Carrasco, Marcus Stroman, Lance Lynn, Julio Urias, Charlie Morton, Luis Castillo, Jose Urquidy, Martin Perez, and Freddy Peralta. Now, that's the only difference in today's table is that Brandon Woodruff is not going today. He's going tomorrow, and Freddy Peralta has been reversed. He's going today. We don't know how many pitches we're going to get, and it wasn't very good last time, but it is the Rays. I think, honestly, if you have Freddy Peralta, you still start, and the floor is high enough to do it, but it is a capped ceiling because he's not going to go 90-plus pitches. He's probably going to go around 75 to 80 or so. Martin Perez is going against the Astros, but he is too hot, and he cannot resist that one. Urias, Morton, Castillo have some rough matchups. You start them all. You just do it. They're too good. And the questionable start here, you have Braxton Garrett, Jimmy Hatt, that is James Caprillion, Miles Michaelis, Alex Cobb, and Brady Singer. Caprillion is the stream pick of the day. Braxton Garrett gets the fills. Hopefully the slider is really good. He's gotten these wonderful opponents the last 4 starts, and hopefully those performances were real and not just because of the weak offenses. Caprillion gets the Angels, makes it clear there. He's a Toby and facing the weak offense. Miles Michaelis is in cores. What do you do? Some people want to sit him. I get it. But Michaelis has just been that good, so maybe you want to consider that. Same with Alex Cobb now. Alex Cobb against the Padres, I might actually want to retroactively change to be at the top of this tier because the Padres have been that bad. So something to consider there. I might go back in and change. I don't know. This is actually a bonus just for you guys. But Alex Cobb, because of how bad the Padres have been, might even be the bottom of probable start because of it. But I would probably say the top of questionable above Braxton Garrett. And Brady Singer against the White Sox, it's a complete coin flip. He was in a good groove with his command. Didn't have it last week against the White Sox. You could say maybe the weather affected that. I don't know. Now he gets them again. Ugh, I don't really want to do it, but I understand if you are. The do not start tier. I'm terrified of the start of Joe Ryan against the Dodgers. I don't think he has a secondary pitch working for him right now, and the fastball is not enough to take them down. So I think that he's going to run into trouble. Ryan Yarbrough gets an opener today against the Brewers. That could work if you're chasing a win, because Yarbrough is going to go maybe 4 innings, 4 or 5 innings. That means he'll survive through 5. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, the Rays are going against Peralta, so maybe not in a winning scenario when Yarbrough leaves the game. Richo, Paolo Espino, Tyler Alexander, all of these are pretty obviously do not start. Kyle Bradish goes against the Jays, Zach Thompson, Mike Minor, Jonathan Heasley, Tommy Henry, Ryan Feltner, and Davis Martin. You know not to start these pitchers. Tomorrow, Sandy Alcantara, Justin Verlander, Brandon Woodruff, and Kyle Wright. Kyle Wright's the only one with contention, as he faces the Red Sox and didn't have his curveball last time. I think he should be fine given how well he's performed this year. Probable start tier, Nestor Cortez, Robbie Ray are going against each other. Nestor Cortez does not face the Yankees. He faces the Mariners. So that's why I'm favoring him instead of Ray, who has ace, is going to ace label, but it's the Yankees. So I understand if you have some hesitation. And Patrick Sandoval goes against the Athletics. Even though he has been a cherry bomb, it is the Athletics, and you should start him there. The bottom five are very interesting. You have Jose Berríos against the Orioles. We know how volatile he has been, but I think he still do it against the Orioles. Jeffrey Springs is looking better. He gets the Brewers, who are not very good. I think that's okay. Sean Manaea just was trounced by the Dodgers, but now he gets the Giants, so maybe that should be better. And I think if you have Manaea, you're starting him. And Tomas Walker and Noah Syndergaard. Tomas Walker's had 3 poor starts, not just the 8 earned run game. It's been 3 of them, but he does host the Reds, so I think I'm still going to do that, and hopefully he avoids the downward trend. While Noah Syndergaard just could not handle the Nationals, Natty Light. So he gets the Marlins, and I think he still do it because it's the Marlins. But yeah, there is hesitation there too. And the questionable start here, you have Josiah Gray against the Cubs versus Justin Steele of the Nationals. Justin Steele is a stream pick of the day because I really do like that slider. It has it prevents a lot of hard contact, about a 13% hard contact rate for that slider, which is really good. The last start, he had 10 strikeouts, amazing pitch separation, with just 4.2 innings. But I do think Justin Steele can take advantage of Natty Light here. While Josiah Gray's ceiling, I believe, is the realistic ceiling is more tangible and a higher chance of hitting against the Cubs. Johnny Cueto, Aaron Civale, Madison Bumgarner, Mitch Keller, and Paul Blackburn are all pretty similar, all with good matchups here. And they're all essentially Tobys. Aaron Civale is part of the list, even though it's a still ill, because it is the Tigers that he gets. And I'm putting him in this order because Paul Blackburn has not performed well, even though he gets the Angels. It's been a tough stretch for him. While the others, I've just been kind of good. Madison Bumgarner getting the Pirates. He was up to 91 last time. I think you're okay with that. And the do not start tier, you have Sonny Gray, which is just like Joe Ryan. Does not have his stellar breakers. Gets the Dodgers. Don't want to do it. Jose Quintana in Coors. Unfortunately, it's Coors. Otherwise, it's a Vargas rule, but this is Coors. I'm not taking that chance. Chris Bubich has been kind of interesting, but it's the White Sox who are really good against lefties. I think that there's too low of a floor to chase the ceiling that is kind of questionable. And then Dean Kramer goes against the Jays. You don't want to do that. Nick Pivetta goes against Atlanta. Maybe he does rebound, but honestly, I think we're done here. Jacob Junis gets the Padres. He hasn't been going deep into games, and maybe the Padres will finally wake up here. Glenn Otto against Houston, unfortunately, and it's Kyle Freeland, Drew Hutchinson, Andrew Jackson, and TJ Zoik. Zoik? I think that's right. And then on Thursday, we don't have many games, but you have Austin Voth against the Red Sox. He's been actually kind of interesting. The curveballs look good, but the Red Sox, I think, are too challenging. I think that's going to be a do-not-start for me. Josh Mikowski's on the other side. Maybe a cheap win there if you're chasing a win against the Orioles. Top of do not start. I'd prefer Winkowski over Voth because of that win chance, but yeah, it's very weird. You have Dylan Cease against the Royals. That's an obvious auto start. Hunter Gaddis, no thanks, against the Tigers. Even though it's the Tigers, I still don't want to start Hunter Gaddis. Very, very pedestrian stuff. Bo Brisky's coming back for the Tigers, but that's a still ill against the Guardians. And even if he's healthy, do you really want to start Bo Brisky? I don't. Zach Greinke against the White Sox is the bottom of questionable because it is a right-hander and it's Zach Greinke. He'll at least go deep enough to maybe make this work, but then it's Dylan Cease and you're probably not going to get a win there. Framber Valdez goes against the Rangers as an auto start. Cole Ragans, I kind of love this guy. Kind of reminds me of Cole Hamels with his smooth mechanics, but he goes against the Astros, so no thanks. Edward Cabrera against the Phils. He had an 18% zone rate in that first start, which is really bad. I know he got a lot of whiffs. He had a 45% O-swing, and thankfully he got that for 8 strikeouts and 3 walks. I don't know. I feel like this is a questionable one. Bottom of probable? No, I think he's top of questionable right now. Let's just see kind of what happens. Kyle Gibson, I'd actually prefer over this against the Marlins. He has a higher chance of going deeper into that game. Drew Smyly may be the streaming pick of the day, but he is at Cincy. The curveball has looked good. Oh, man. I prefer him over Coffee Cakes, maybe? I don't know. These are all bad. Do not start for those two. Coffee Cakes in Arizona. Ugh. Nick Lodolo against the Cubs. I'm absolutely doing. Maybe he got dropped. Maybe he's underneath 20% now. 100% doing that one. That's a probable start for me. Dakota Hudson at Colorado is an absolute do not start. Merrill Kelly's an auto start against Pittsburgh. And Herman Marquez hosting the Cardinals, do not start. But all right, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Post Pitch Podcast. Thank you all so much for supporting us. Good luck this week, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.